Can a church-awarded scholarship be taxable income for the recipient? Listen next.
Legal advice you won't find anywhere else. This is The Legal Alert.
A college student spent his summer as an intern at his home church. No hourly pay was earned. However, because of his work as an intern, the church gave the young man a scholarship. Rather than giving the money directly to the young man, the church sent the check to the college he was going to attend. The church treasurer contacted the Christian Law Association to find out if this scholarship could be considered as taxable income. The attorney at CLA responded, quote, "It depends on how the funds are used. If the money is used for tuition, fees, or books, it is not taxable. If the money is used for room and board or transportation, it must be reported as income. When giving a scholarship, be sure you know how the money is going to be used. It makes a difference in whether it's taxable or not."
Maybe you're facing a legal issue similar to today's report on The Legal Alert, and maybe you wish you had a legal team to assist you. The Christian Law Association is standing by with free legal support. Visit christianlaw.org to link up with us. That's christianlaw.org.
And we're now about 8 minutes past the noon hour, midday here on our Monday, the 11th day of May. Trust all the moms out there enjoyed a great Mother's Day weekend. Got kind of nippy, I will say. Hope you had your plants covered up. If not, it might have bit them. And well, hopefully they'll rebound. What we got going on the weather-wise, we'll talk a little bit about that. And who knows what else we'll get into on this Monday's edition of Swap Shop. If you have an item for us to air today, it is looking to buy, sell, trade, lost and found, or garage or yard sale announcements, as well as if you're a business and you're hiring, we can put that on as well. Best way to reach us, you can call us, 828-884-9427, or you can email. That address is wgcr@icloud.com. Taking us up to news time, well, actually past news time, into Swap Shop time, rather, we have got the Old Time Preacher's Quartet for us, and he has.
I've not always been faithful, but he has. I've not always been graceful, but he has. I've not always been true, but he's always come through. He has, yeah. Tell him I'm not strong, and he says I am. I say I can't go on, and he says I can. I've not loved everyone, not always overcome.
Test again, oh, but he passed. This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage. This hymn was written by a shoe salesman. John Henry Yeats is the writer of this hymn, which was written in 1891. He had written a few poems, one of which Ira Sankey had read in a newspaper. Sankey put music to the words and it became a popular song. At a chance meeting, Sankey encouraged Yeats to spend more time writing poems. One of those which John Henry Yeats sent to Brother Sankey was this great hymn of faith. Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise, and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe in vales below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory, faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
With that familiar theme, it's a real pleasure to welcome you to Midday on a Monday, the 11th of May. I'm Christy Johnson.
I'm Roger Walton.
And howdy, howdy.
Hello, hello.
How are you? Hey, I'm warm.
I'm not.
Oh, you're still cold? Bless your heart.
I had to go out in it this morning, and I said, really? May? When there's green and glistening and sunshiny, I don't expect 41 degrees, you know?
Something is wrong with this picture.
I told her when I went, I said, when you stick that needle in there, it may be frozen.
Come out in ice cubes there. It was chilly, and I didn't even take time to look at what our lows were here over the weekend. Well, this morning, Brother Brian registered 30 degrees, so I'm thinking that was from yesterday morning, and because it wasn't quite that cold.
I had 41, I think, and then yesterday we were in the low 30s, and before that, I think it was 35 the morning before that, and it's supposed to go down to the 30s again tonight.
I saw that, and it kind of caught me off guard because I was telling, hey, you know, we can uncover the plants because I think we're okay. But tonight, they're saying maybe a patchy frost between 4 and 5 and a low of about 36. But, of course, higher elevations couple of degrees, you can definitely see it change. So
yeah, there's actually a freeze, I think a warning for the two upper counties of Avery and I want to say it's Mitchell, but I can't remember.
Yeah, I did something and zoomed my map way out. I'm somewhere out west right now. Look at that, doesn't look familiar. No wonder it's not. I'm like, what in the world did I do? I have no idea. I can't even find home now. So I get my red slippers and click them together and see if I can get back home. Yeah, actually, I'm up in Virginia now. So I'm getting closer. There we are. I found us. Life is better. But weather-wise, I saw just as the Swap Shop theme was playing, the Weather Channel is up on one of my screens, and I saw a clip from Houlton, Maine. And, of course, Houlton, Maine, the home of the Ammons, and, of course, Brother Chester recently graduating on to glory. But Miss Phyllis is still there, along with their daughter, Miss Ashley, and their family. And so I was interested when I saw Houlton, Maine, but they got 10.5 inches of snow this weekend.
Yeah. Northeast got hammered with that polar vortex that slept all winter.
Yeah. As one of my kids used to say, me not like it. And so I don't either. But nonetheless, we have sunshine here in the Carolinas. And hope everybody had a great Mother's Day, all the ladies out there. And good weekend. Different weekend, of course, you know, kind of celebrating in quarantine. But it was a good, blessed weekend. And thankful.
Yeah, it was different. And when Melody went to get the meal that I had ordered, and she brought it back, all I knew is there was just two choices for the Mother's Day meal. One was all-day pancakes, the other one was fried chicken. Mm-hmm. Well, it turned out to be boneless chicken breast, deep fat fried. So I was even more excited.
Happy, happy.
Yeah, it was very good. That big, I mean, it was for four people.
Yeah.
There was only the two of us. So they had eight biscuits. So I don't normally eat high caloric things, but I told her, I said, we can't waste the biscuits. So tomorrow for breakfast, we'll have scrambled eggs and biscuits and gravy.
There you go. Cause it would not be good stewards to waste that food. That would definitely would not. Yeah.
No. So I'll probably tomorrow step on the scale and go, oh man,
there's the biscuit, but it was okay. It was worth risking it for that. Yeah. We had something, Corey, bought barbecue. We got it from a place, and again, this is just me. It's not ministry endorsing it. It's me endorsing it. It's called Blue Smoke Barbecue. And, we first enjoyed their food when we were somewhere and someone went and got it. They have a food truck that's up at the Forks of the River in Rosamond some days there. So that's where the food came from when I originally tried their barbecue. But they now have standalone location or a storefront location, however you put it. And they still have their food truck, but they're right at the truck route where it all intersects there, where 64 runs back in, truck route, and all meet again. And there's that little corner place. Used to be the Red Rooster, and then it was something else before that. And, there's nowhere to sit in. It's just drive-through only. But we had barbecue, and then I added a few things with it, and it was really good. Enjoyed it. So I know Hog Wild, another barbecue place in our town, they have very good barbecue as well. So,
and I'm not mistaken, this is National Barbecue Month.
I'm for it. Yum. It was good. And we have leftovers, so yay for that.
We do too.
Hallelujah.
Just the two of us, we actually do.
You still got biscuits. Speaking of food, I saw where WCCA, Western Carolina Community Action, hope I got that acronym correct, they work with Head Start and Early Head Start programs here in several of the counties, and Transylvania is one of them. They are doing a special thing tomorrow from 11 to 3, and they're hosting a drive-by food distribution event, but it is for a target group. It is for children and families that are currently enrolled in the agency's Head Start and Early Head Start education programs. So again, it's for WCCA children. And you can stop by one of these following locations and get your food bag. And it's just a variety of things. And it's I call it very similar to what the school system's doing for school-aged children. But you can stop by in Hendersonville at Kings Creek Children's Center, in Etowah at the Etowah Children's Center, in Columbus, which I believe is Polk County, the Columbus Children's Center, in Brevard, Hillview Head Start, also Pisgah Forest Children's Center, and in Rosman at Rosman's Children's Center. You know if you're a part of this and if you're eligible. So it is tomorrow, 11 to 3. So we wanted to help get that word out.
Amen. A lot of folks doing different things. They had last week at the Asheville Outlet Mall, they were having drop-offs of hygiene items and non-perishable foods to be able to help give to people who are in need. So,
well, that's a blessing.
Yeah, a lot of different drives going on in the different areas. And so a lot of folks pitching in to do what they can to help out.
Amen. And appreciate everything. Every act of kindness is appreciated.
Amen.
And prayer request today, I'm just seeing this, so I want to go ahead and mention it so time doesn't get away from us. But please pray for Cherie Perry. Now, we've asked prayer for her before. Fairly young lady that just got sick, I think it was a week ago Saturday. So, ended up in Mission in a very, very serious condition, if not critical. And folks, they wanted to say thank you to everybody that has been praying for Cherie. It was something with her breathing, and I don't want to say what I think that they confirmed that she had. She did not have COVID. She tested negative for the coronavirus. Maybe even twice she tested negative. But they say an update today is that her breathing is doing better. The machine, the ventilator, I guess, or the machine is hardly breathing for her, so she's doing more on her own. She still has a fever. And a neurologist is supposed to be coming by sometime today. She has a new doctor, and they are going to be doing an MRI, hopefully, sooner than later. And as soon as they get those results, they're praying that they'll have better insight on what is causing this. But please pray for her and for her husband, Kevin Perry, and for their family. Again, just our hearts have thought of them often over this past weekend. And again, they just wanted to thank everybody who has been praying and ask you to keep on. And also, Brother Roger, I saw this, and it was, you know, we're careful about saying names unless people in the family, direct family, ask us to, or unless it's posted on social media. And I wanted to ask folks to pray for Brother Stacy Piercy. Brother Stacy was not able to be with us this past Share-a-thon because of a problem related to what he's going through now. But he is a blessing to us and to so many. He's got, Hands Across America. They take loads and deliver things to people in need and are just a blessing to so many. But this was taken from Pastor Doug Raines of the Progress Baptist Church. So this is from Brother Raines, and I'm just going to read it real quick if I can. Or do you happen to have it up, Brother Roger? Have you seen it?
I have not.
Okay, I'll go ahead. Brother Stacy Piercy was scheduled to have a very serious surgery back a couple of months ago, going and related to his never-ending battle with kidney stones, and he only has one kidney, so that further complicates things. The surgery was canceled just as the shutdown went into place, but he was finally able to have that surgery last week. However, complications arose over the weekend, past couple of days, and he is now back in the hospital for, I believe I read on Brother Stacy's page that it's a scope and then a surgery as well, another one. And due to the shutdown and his ongoing issues, he has lost many meetings, and that's now extending into the summer months. And Brother Rains is just asking folks if they would, of course, pray for Brother Stacy and his sweet wife and family. But if you would like to send them a love offering, of course, as many evangelists and groups have encountered, meetings are not happening, and so they're not getting their love offerings, and that's how they live. So I've got an address here, and send him a card of encouragement and tell him you're praying for him, and that's the most important thing. And if you'd like to include a little bit of money, I know that they would appreciate it, and they need it. Now, they've not asked for this. This is done by Brother Rains. Put this out. But the address for Brother Stacy Piercy, of course, Evangelist Stacy Piercy, P.O. Box 6373, Sevierville, Tennessee, 37864. Again, Evangelist Stacy Piercy, P.O. Box 6373, Sevierville, Tennessee, 37864. And Brother Rains went on to say that if you would prefer to, you can just send your gift to the Progress Baptist Church. They will collect all of those. Everything you give will go to Brother Piercy, and then they'll send it to him. The address for Progress Baptist Church is P.O. Box 475, Naples, North Carolina, 28760. Again, P.O. Box 475, Naples, North Carolina, 28760. And if you didn't get that, you can call us. I'll leave it up here in the control room, and I'll leave it for Pastor for the afternoon as well.
I was just reading this post on Brother Stacy's page by Doug and Chris Rains. Mm-hmm. And at the bottom it says, just as I started this post, a notification came up on my news feed. Brother Stacy Piercy was sharing, after donating, a fundraiser for another worthy man in ministry. That tells you the kind of man he is.
Amen. And that's true. He is such a gracious man of God, and has given his life for the ministry and full time, and is a blessing to so many. And a lot, some of the songs you hear us play, he's written or he's singing them, and he travels all around the country preaching and singing. And also, again, a ministry that he's a part of is taking items to missionaries or preachers in need all across the country. And I appreciate his heart and his precious wife and their family. So you pray for them. And again, pray that if the Lord would touch your heart to send them something, I know they would appreciate it. And they'd never ask on their own. And I appreciate Brother Rains sharing this burden and giving us an opportunity to help. Be a blessing.
Amen.
Hope so,
yes.
Anyway. It's what we want to be. Brother Roger, I got a note here. Let me see if I can get back to it. For our grocery warehouse, now that we're in phase, I guess, one, we're in phase one. Of
yep.
the opening of North Carolina, and been able to get things in place at our grocery warehouse to make sure that we're in compliance with what businesses, and I use that quote loosely, businesses need to do. We will be opening. These will be the new hours and new days. The hours are very similar, but we will be open at our grocery warehouse. That means you can come, park, get out of your vehicle as long as you are wearing a mask. You do have to have a face covering of some sort. And they'll be handing out gloves. So you do need to have your own face covering. The hours for the summer are Tuesdays and Thursdays, 1:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 9 to 1. And those are the same days that we were doing the drive-through distributions. So we are no longer doing the drive-through, but we will be open. And our free market open as available, and we'll still be distributing TFAP. Tuesdays, Thursdays, 1:30 to 5:30, Saturday, 9 to 1. Now, they pastor did ask and add that anyone in the high-risk group may pick up TFAP and neighbor-to-neighbor boxes curbside. And he says you'll pull up and tap on your horn, and they will come, one of the staff will come to the car and will take care of your needs. So again, if you're in a high-risk group, you can get your TFAP or neighbor-to-neighbor box curbside by just parking and then bumping on your horn. The free market will remain outside, weather permitting, and so that's how it is. It says one-way traffic on all aisles, and most stores are doing that because I think that's a requirement, if I'm not mistaken, Brother Roger. You could further clarify that on what businesses are required to do, if you don't mind hitting that. But one-way traffic on all aisles and 6-foot social distancing are required. All traffic will enter through the free bay door and will exit through the main entrance door. So you will have one way in and a separate way out. And Pastor, on drive time this afternoon at 5:15, I'm sure he will hit this again and make sure to help us spread the word. Our grocery warehouse open for shoppers tomorrow, 1:30 to 5:30, Thursday, the same hours, and Saturday, 9 to 1.
Well, I'm not finding it quickly as I wanted to find it.
That's okay. I kind of threw that one out at you. It's like, surprise!
I kept it up forever, and then I decided we were done with
Bless
it.
Bless his heart.
I said goodbye.
And I'll go ahead and throw him this one. Well, if we don't get it today, we can. How about tomorrow? We can touch that tomorrow if you'd like to. And that way, get you. Okay, that means I found it, or we're good to move till tomorrow.
Okay, let's get through these whereases and wherefores and get down to where the nitty-gritty is.
That's it.
Okay, businesses. Orders to most businesses. Okay, requirements specific to retail business.
That's us.
Limit customer occupancy to more than 50% of stated fire capacity. Retail businesses that do not have a stated fire capacity must limit customer occupancy to 12 customers for every 1,000 square feet of location total square footage, including the parts of the location that are not accessible to customers.
Okay, so your total building.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Direct customers to stay at least 6 feet apart from one another and from workers, except at point of sale, if applicable. Mark 6 feet of spacing in lines at point of sale and in other high traffic areas for all customers, such as deli counters and high volume products. Perform frequent routine environmental cleaning and disinfect high touch areas. Provide, where available, hand sanitizer, at least 60% alcohol. Systematically check and refill them. Provide soap and hand drying. Conduct daily symptom screening of all workers. I'm not seeing anything here that says they have to go one particular way.
Yeah, I think that's part maybe of the social distancing. It allows, you know, you to stay maybe further removed from folks. And, you know, I'm amazed, though, kind of in a bad way, not kind of, but I am disappointed, I guess would be a better word, at how few people actually are paying attention to those. And even when their attention's called to it, I when it first happened, I went the wrong way and didn't realize it until I happened to look down. I'm like, oh my, you know, so you try to be in compliance. But there's people who openly, one guy just openly said, not to me, but to someone near me, he's like, well, I don't care. The gentleman said, excuse me, sir, you're going the wrong way. And the gentleman was very nice. It was an older gentleman who said it to a younger gentleman. He said, excuse me, son, you know, you got one way here. He goes, I don't care. And he came on down and got his stuff and moved on. God bless the workers who have dealt with this. That's all I'll say.
Melody went out to two places on Saturday after we've been 2 weeks not going anywhere because we're trying to be real conservative how often we go out. And she went to Sam's because we get our pods, our K-cups from there because you can get a good deal and some things. And then went over to Walmart. And Sam's, the aisles are so much wider.
Yeah.
It was, she said she felt a lot safer there. But in Walmart, they're closer together. And there just wasn't the cooperation that there was at the Sam's. And she said about 25% were wearing masks. Yeah. And that's why I never go anywhere, is because somebody else's I don't care is my infection, because I'm the one who has the immune system. And I went today and to get my blood taken for the first time in 3 weeks. And, you know, they took my temperature and see if I was all right and asked me I go in, I tell them, no.
Yeah, because you kind of, you know, the routine.
Yeah. But I tell you what was thrilling about today. I went in, I signed in. They put my little bracelet on me that says who I am. And I sat down and I got my phone out to listen to it. And I heard my name called. And I said, but I just sat down. You never do that. It's usually at least 15 minutes, sometimes 30. I'd sit down 60 seconds worth.
Well, that's a blessing.
She said, you came at a very good time.
Well, good. That is a blessing. That usually, like you said, hardly ever happens when you go somewhere. Well, I know folks, you know, folks, you just kind of overload sometimes with all the information. And I get it. Sometimes we get very tired of, feel like we're saying the same thing over and over again, and but we just trust that folks will be responsible and be kind and think of others when you're making your plans about what you will and won't do, or what you will or won't even think about doing. So just want to encourage folks to think about others, especially those when you're thinking of those that have a compromised immune system, are in the high-risk categories. And
you said that, and you know me in songs. Lord, help me live from day to day in such a self-forgetful way that even when I kneel to pray, my prayer shall be for others. Help me in all the work I do to ever be sincere and true and know that all I do for you must needs be done for others. Let self be crucified and slain and buried deep, and all in vain. May efforts be to rise again, except to live for others. So when my work on earth is done and my new work in heaven begun, I'll praise you for the crown I've won, but praise you more for others. Others, Lord, yes, others, let this my motto be. Help me to live for others, that I might live like thee.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
That's an old hymn.
Well, I'd like to see that posted a lot of different places. And I want to say to the workers that have been dealing with folks that are less than kind, that you are appreciated.
Amen.
And, you know, you may not have been included in all the essential categories, and we sure do appreciate all of our frontline workers. And, of course, when you think of frontline workers, the doctors and nurses and medical professions that are dealing directly patient to patient, and then, of course, your EMS and fire departments and rescue squads and our law enforcement, and then our truck drivers and our grocery workers and those that had to show up for work for the businesses that were open. You didn't work from home. You had to go to work, and then you took the brunt of people's anger when the store shelves were bare of a product that they were looking for. And I'm sorry for every unkind word that was spoken to you, and I hope you know that a big part, there's a few in every crowd, but they're the exception, not the rule. You're appreciated and valued, and we appreciate you so much doing your job and smiling as we walk through. And I hope that folks will in return smile back. I want a mask with a smile on it. You know?
Mallory's made a bunch of them, but I'm not sure if she made one with a smile on it.
I need to talk to Miss Millie, because if I could duct tape a mask, I could maybe make one, but I didn't think it would be very comfortable. So I'm looking for a mask with a smile on it. So if anybody knows where I can get one of those, I'd appreciate it. Brother Roger, I saw, I caught this article out of the Transylvania Times, and you've probably dealt with it, but it's about the North Carolina DMV license and registration expiration dates are being extended 5 months.
What, 5 months, yeah.
Yeah, And so do I understand it correctly? So here's me. My tag renews in May. I have the number, you know, I have five, the number five or whatever, however the sticker is on my tag. So I got to get it. Does that mean I've got 5 months? I don't have to do it right now?
That's the way I read it. If it falls within the window of the COVID. So if you were due in January, you're not going to get a pass.
Because it hadn't happened yet.
Yeah, I believe it was like March, if I remember the story correctly. Mm-hmm. And I thought it had an end date of May.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, I was looking here. I was still trying. The end date was kind of my, you know, and I was thinking, well, and my other question would be, okay, if that's, say, May, say I do get a five-month extension, will my new registration time fall in that period that I get it done, or do I stay in May? You see what I'm saying?
The five-month extension applies to any credential that expires on or after March the 1st and before August 1st.
So I'm in the window. Okay, so I fit that.
And it's a whole list of things.
It's a bunch of them.
Learner's permits, driver's license, handicap placards, you know, temporary driving, your tags, all kinds of things like that. But I'm not sure I'm reading here. I don't know if it'll go ahead and if you start from that date, I would think they'd probably backdate it.
Because that would only be like fair.
Yeah, because otherwise you would be getting 5 months free.
Yeah.
That nobody else was getting. I think it's going to be backdated. They're just saying you have five extra months due to all this to pay it.
Yeah. And probably May will stay my month, whether I do it now or later. Now, I know that there are things that you can do online with a lot of this. And I would encourage you that if you can, go ahead and don't use it as an excuse to delay. If you can go ahead and do it, it probably would be to your advantage. And I read in some states, and I haven't found the answer here, and you may know this, some states were giving driver's license to like first-time drivers without
Georgia
road test. Okay,
Georgia.
Okay, so yeah. It really did happen. Wow.
Yeah, there was a lot of controversy over that one.
That's a wee bit concerning. Actually, it's a lot concerning. And the number that they had given, of license they had given without a road test, it was pretty crazy. So anyway, here in North Carolina, again, if you've got a renewal that comes anytime from March 1st to August 1st, you have got a five-month extension if needed.
I'm on the North Carolina page right now, ncdot.gov. The bill extends the due date. So this is the way the way I'm reading this is, whatever the amount is that was due is being extended. But that means that you pay it, say, 5 months from now, or whatever the deadline is, you're going to end up paying in 7 months again instead of 12.
Yeah. So your month stays the same.
Yeah.
Okay. That, because I'm like, well, if they, if when I paid it, if that's the month that they put, you'd be getting a free ride on a couple of months. So it'll help some folks, and yay for the folks that it helps. But I will say, if you can go online and do your business there, I would encourage you to go ahead and do it now instead of later. Well, Brother Roger, I think we've got a few Swap Shop ads for today. Did you get my note there? Yes,
I did,
you did.
They are
see them.
All right. Someone's looking for a CT70 Honda motorcycle, mainly wanting for parts. The number is 966-4769, 966-4769.
And Brother Roger, I'm going to ask you a question, and I'll give you a chance to find the answer while I read the next Swap Shop item. A question came in. Does that five-month extension include medical card renewal for CDL license? So I'll let you Find that while I read this one. For sale, a men's buffalo leather riding jacket. This is a nice jacket. I've seen it with my own eyes. Has a zip-out liner, the zip pockets, expandable sides. It's brand new. It just didn't fit. So it's $125 is what they're asking. Again, it is a nice jacket. 553-8096. 553-8096.
Okay, the question was commercial CDLs?
Let's see, the question was, does the five-month extension include medical card renewal for CDL license?
I do know, according to their NorthCarolinaDOT.gov, commercial driver license, commercial learner's permit are on there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking, you know, it says the caveat of it before that is that it applies to any credential that expires on or after March 1st and before the 1st. So it doesn't actually say anything about medical.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking on what I printed, but I don't
it does see it. Say it does deal with commercial driver's license. So it may be something you may have to dig into or call. See if someone can give you an answer.
And if you go on the DMV...
Wait, what's this now? The bill also extends the due dates for motor vehicle taxes that are tied to vehicle registration. In addition, there is also an extension of the expiration of an intrastate medical waiver for up to 5 months. If the DMV medical review unit determines the extension is appropriate. Now, I don't know if that's what they're looking at. That's the only medical thing that I've seen there, and there's a caveat to that, only if the medical review unit determines the extension is appropriate.
So I guess probably if that's not the answer to the question that was submitted, I would say if you go on the DMV, they have a way that you can submit questions there, and it might be worth visiting just to check it out.
All right. I believe we left off at the Yukon, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. 1999 GMC Yukon 4x4, 167,000 miles, great condition, no rust, good tires. Locally owned from the beginning, $4,500. 691-5143, 691-5143.
Here we have a 1984 Cutlass Supreme four-door and an antique organ that is light wood. In color, you can call if you're interested at 877-4857, 877-4857.
A free love seat and a couch that turns into a queen bed and a chair. They also have a free table with bunches. Call if you're interested, 577-6692, 577-6692.
Looking for a sitter for an elderly gentleman. They need someone about 12 hours a day. Called to discuss pay and hours. Again, they're looking for someone. 606-1553, 606-1553.
And someone's looking for a chest freezer in good working condition and reasonably priced. 458-4233, 458-4233.
And Brother Roger, I was looking at our maps, and that's one thing we haven't had to do a lot with is traffic. There have been moments where it's been less than pleasant, but everything looks pretty good.
Looks good. It does.
Yeah. Well, it was crazy in the forest and at parks over the weekend. Mercy.
Yeah.
I saw a video from Cades Cove, and I'm thinking it was Saturday. And Cades Cove, I love that place, one of my favorite places. But, of course, it's a one-way, 11-mile, I think is how long it is, loop.
Right.
Well, for folks that know it, they not only were you backed up in Cades Cove, but the video I saw was backed up to the gate where you go through the gate area. It's where they close it, but the gate was open. And you've got the pull-off on the left, which is the official start, and they've got, you know, information about the loop and everything. Okay, forget that. You were backed up, and then if you look back, as far as you could see, they were bumper to bumper, out of sight. So I have no idea how far that was, but my question in my mind is, how long did it take those poor people to get through if yeah. it was backed up that far? Let's see, somebody just sent one in real quick, a swap shop item, and then we'll have, if you've got something on your heart, Brother Roger, I'll give you a little bit of heads up, not just throw it at you. Let's see, they are looking for a tailgate for a F-250 2003, white, black, or gray. So again, they are looking for a tailgate for an F-250 2003 model, white, black, or gray. The number to call is 275-8090, 275-8090.
I was listening yesterday to Pastor Barton's message last night, and as he was preaching, my mind immediately went to another verse. And if you didn't hear it, he was talking about Martha. And he said, if you understand it right, and people sometimes they read it and they think she was mad, was rebuking the sister, but really she was rebuking the Lord. Don't you care? Well, that's what the disciples said when Jesus was asleep in the boat. They said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And so this is what came to my mind. Jesus, on the storm, got up and he rebuked the storm. He rebuked the seamen in the boat, who should have known better since they were seamen and knew what the sea was like. And in Martha's case, he rebuked the sister. Now, in the case of rebuking the sea lost its fierceness. And for when he rebuked the seamen, he rebuked them because they lost their faith. And when he rebuked the sister, he rebuked her because she lost her fervency that the other sister had, the zeal to serve the Lord. So I like to say, God can knock the storm out and the fierceness out, but whether he does or doesn't, don't lose your faith and don't lose your fervency, because my Bible says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him. That's written in the Greek as a once and for all act.
Yeah.
Stop just throwing, say it's all yours. And give him the whole thing and take your hands off, for he careth for you.
Amen.
And the sisters have a brand new song out that talks about all the bad things of life, and yet the chorus says, still I will praise you.
Do we have that?
No matter. Yes, we do. I put it on there at 11 o'clock this morning.
Okay. Well, I'm
still
gonna...
I will praise you. And I heard it. They do a lot of stuff from their home. And they put it on Facebook. And I'll go, oh. So I got their brand new CD, and I looked to see if I had it, and I did. So I put two songs on there. But don't lose your faith, and don't lose your fervency for the Lord. Love him with everything you got in the good times and the bad times, no matter what it is, praising.
Amen. Amen. And we've got enough time pretty close to it to get this in, Brother Roger. We'll go out with this song today. Thank you. God bless you, brother. We'll see you tomorrow.